We're in Maseches Peah, we're in Perek Ches, we're up to Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah writes, we just have to give a slight introduction before we read the Mishnah. The next Masechta that we're learning is called Maseches Dumai. This Mishnah discusses the halachas of an Am Haaretz, someone who's ignorant, does not know the halachas, whether he has ne'emanus with regard to what he's selling. So the halacha of Dumai is that a person has ne'emanus on Maestris, but not on Truma. He has ne'emanus on Truma, but not on Maestris. We generally do not believe someone who does not know the halachas to be able to tell us that he took off Maestris, but we do believe him that he took off Truma. This mission discusses the halacha of an Am Haaretz, someone who's ignorant, who is selling something. He claims it's leket, shikcha, or peya. Now we learned previously in this Masechta that matnas aniyim are not chayiv in maestris. He does not need to give maestr from the matnas aniyim. What he's getting as an ani is not chayiv in maestr. Therefore, if he goes ahead and he picks up his leket, the shikcha, or the peya, and now he wants to subsequently sell it to somebody else, he does not need to take off maestr. So if you go into a store, the guy behind the counter is ignorant, he doesn't know anything, and he tells you, you start asking him, where's the hashgacha? Which hashgacha is it? And he says, we have no hashgacha, but don't worry about it. These fruits over here are from leket, shikcha, and peya. I just picked it up yesterday. So the Mishnah writes, ne'emanim ala leket v'ala shikcha v'ala peya b'sha'asan. A person is believed at the time that it's normal to be harvested. In other words, will believe somebody, as long as it's reasonable, that this is something which is like a chikha and peya, it's the time that it's normally gathered, he is believed to say that this is like a chikha and peya, and therefore, not chayev and meiser. The Mishnah continues, v'al meiser ani b'chol shnasai, and a meiser ani, he's believed in the whole year. Now, just important to understand, meiser ani is not given every year. Every year, there's truma, and there's meiser rishon, which is given to a levi, and then there's a switch-off between Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni. Every third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle is the Maaser Ani year. So the years that Maaser Ani is given, a person is Ne'eman, he is believed to say that this produce that he's selling is indeed from Maaser Ani and does not need to have any further Maaser taken off. Uben Levi Ne'eman Lo'ilam, a Levi is always believed because Maaser Rishayim is given every single year. The Mishnah writes, a person is only Ne'eman to say that something is from the Matnas Aniyim if it's normal to be given as Matnas Aniyim. What fits into that category? So we continue with Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, Ne'emanim ala Chitim. Person is Ne'eman on Chitim, on wheat. Person's Ne'eman on the grain, but we don't believe a person to say that this loaf of bread or this flour is from the Matnas Aniyim because it's just not normal that a person is going to give to an Ani Kemach or a loaf of bread. When people give Matnas Aniyim, they give them what they have to give. They give the grain, but they don't grind it for them, turn it into flour, or actually bake it into loaves of bread. So therefore, if you walk into the store of an ignoramus and he tells you that this loaf of bread does not need to have Maaser taken off of it because it was from Matnas Aniyim, you do not believe him because it's not reasonable that was given to him as a Matnas Aniyim. The Mishnah continues, Ne'emanim ala sa'ira sha'iriz, ve'ein ne'emanim alav ben chai ben mevushal. So this line is an interesting line. He's ne'eman on the sa'ira of iriz, grain of rice, ve'ein ne'emanim alav ben chai ben mevushal. So the Mishnah is a bit cryptic, but it seems to mean that if it's not given in the normal fashion, either it was already ground into a flour, or it was peeled off in a way that it was obviously went through some sort of process, in such a case, he's not ne'eman, whether it's raw or it's cooked. The fact of the matter is, it's just not reasonable to believe that was given as matnas aniyim. Mishnah continues, ne'emanim ala pol. Pol is, I believe, it's some type of bean, legumes. Vein ne'emanim ala grisin. So grisin are nowadays in Israel, grisim are with grise penina are what we call barley. But I don't think that the Mishnah over here is referring to barley. It's referring to, I believe, ground up legumes. So again, it's the second stage in the process of these beans, where again it's not reasonable to believe that the person would have gone to take that extra step to grind it and then give it to the ani. Again, loy chayim v'le mevushalim doesn't make a difference whether they're raw or if they are cooked. Neman amal shemen, a person is neman on a shemen. Loy marser anihu vein neman amal lev lemer shalzei sinikofu. A person is neman to say that this oil, even though oil requires the olives to be pressed, nevertheless, a person, it is normal for a person to take some of his oil and give it as matnas aniyim because he does it all at once. However, he's not able to say this is zeisin nikuf. The Bartanur explains the zeisin nikuf were at the top of the tree. There are always some olives that just didn't get cut down at the time that they were cutting down the olives. So the aniyim would come and they would whack the tree with a stick, and they would make those olives fall down. So now that was one of the matnas aniyim. Now it happens to be that he's not neman to say that the oil that he has is from those olives, because how many olives are at the top of the tree already? How much oil can you get from it already? So therefore, he's not neman. We'll just do one more Mishnah because it finishes off this topic. Mishnah Dalet, neman al yarek chai. Person's neman on raw vegetables. Ve neman al mevushal. Person's not neman on cooked vegetables. Elam kein hayel edavar muet. Unless it's a very small amount. It's a very small amount of cooked vegetables. He's neman to say that he got these vegetables as a matnesen, as one of the matnesenim, and it's not chayav and meiser. And the Mishnah explains the reason for that is shekein darach balabayis lias meitzi milafasai. It is normal for an owner to go take out of his pot some vegetables and give it to the aniyim, because it's just not so respectable to give an ani such a small amount of raw vegetables. But if he makes a dish, he'll cook it and he'll give it to the ani, that's already respectable. He gave him a dish of cooked vegetables. We'll stop here at Mishnah Hay, and we'll continue tomorrow at Mishnah Hay and Masechas Peah. Do we have a minion?